Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Mandy?
Yes.
Hi, Mandy. My name is Tyler. I'm the pricing specialist here at Local Splash that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going?
Good. How are you?
My day's going well. Thank you for asking. It is one day closer to Friday, but, you know, overall, happy Wednesday.
Right.
No complaints over here. You're welcome. I know you're speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. She brought me on the line mainly so I can go over the rate reduction with you. It is my job to make things along the lines of being very affordable for you. But before I just start laying the numbers out in front of you, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from just the price?
I mean, I think I get the gist of it.
Okay, gotcha. Right. Well, I want to let you know it's a lot more than just a first page placement. Okay, we do a whole bunch of other services that are in the package to help rank you and keep your position up there. That way you're always receiving phone calls and you're always seeing a good return on investment.
Okay? Can I put you on hold for 1 second? Can
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Put him 1 second for me? Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, are you there, sir?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
So this is, I think that this guy called earlier. He's
mm-hmm.
from your company. So, and I thought and I asked, my husband and I just did like a contract with Angie's List yesterday, and my husband thought it was Angie's List when y'all called earlier this morning, but this guy, I just clicked him in on through it. He called this morning, and I asked him to call back at 1 o'clock because we had a lunch plan. So he now is calling back. I didn't realize he was from your company also. I think he hung up, though.
What was his name?
John.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, we do have a John that works here. They're not supposed to call when I have you on the line, though. I'm gonna talk to him about that after this. He's one of our newer mapping coordinators, so I do apologize about that. Now, Mandy, the services, though, that's offered to you on a month-per-month basis, we're not going to be locking you into a contract or anything long-term. It does strictly make us performance-based, meaning we've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you and your husband happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, we need to provide you results that you can see within the very first month. So it's offered to you with no contracts on a month-per-month basis. Now, aside from it being monthly, it is a fully exclusive position. We're known as a premier Google channel partner, which allows us to operate with one business per category per area. And this is the way we can ensure you as the owner of the company that you're getting all the exposure and visibility led directly to your business. So in other words, we're not going to be working with any of your competitors. We're allowed to operate one slot under the map and one slot directly above that in the Google advertising section. Both of those positions are not shared, but the benefit to the positions is they could call you directly and you don't have to worry about paying any type of a lead fee, okay, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, along with it being fully exclusive, you did qualify for a platinum package, which has all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Normally, it comes with a website. Now, Tara told me that you had a website that was being built from Home Advisor. Is that correct?
Yeah, from Angie's List, yeah.
Oh, from Angie's List. Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't really interested in the leads as much. My husband is just about booked up for summertime at this point. But it was more, the guy said that they would build us a, we don't have a website. He said that they would build a website and help manage it, upload pictures and all that kind of stuff. So that really is why I agreed to do it. Honestly.
Did they tell you, did they give you an estimated time on when it would be launched?
He's supposed to call me back by the end of the week to go over all of that with me.
Gotcha. Well, the reason I'm asking is because we do build a Google compliant mobile friendly websites that are built for conversion, and we can have ours up and running for you within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of them. That way you never have to worry about doing it on your own, and we would also be able to attach it to the front page of Google, gain the traction that it needs for you to see more exposure towards your company and receive more phone calls, of course. So the website is something that we can generate for you. But on the fifth business day, we would send you over an example of how it looks. That way we don't promote anything blind. We want to make sure we get your and your husband's approval on it. That way once we make sure that you're happy with it, we would then, like I said, attach it to the front page and you would start receiving more phone calls and traction towards the website. Now, I can actually send you over an example of how it looks. Were they able to do any of that for you when you spoke with them?
No.
Okay, so let me go ahead and send you over an example of the website that we can generate for you.
Let me interrupt you for a second. So let me just say this, because I've already been through all this with Angie's List, and this is honestly what we're waiting on right now. So my husband and I are both in recovery.
Uh-huh.
And he has felony charges, and his, I think last one was over 4 years ago. So I don't know if that's an issue. Do we have to, like, do any kind of background check with you guys? I'm not sure about that.
No. So there's no background checks or anything like that. We just offer the services to you on a month-per-month basis with no contract. So you're not going to have to go through any.
Yeah, well, we were waiting on the back. We did have to do a background check with Angie's List. So we're actually, like, waiting on that to come back. So we honestly don't even know, 100% if he said that it had to be, like, dangerous felonies in the last 7 years, which he doesn't have anything like that. It was just,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, everybody has a past, so we don't hold the past accountable, We just make sure that we get you, because we do get you the phone, your phone ringing. So once we do get you the phone calls, then we just ask that you do answer the phone and you do a quality job and maybe ask that customer for a review. So it's very simple on your behalf. You don't have to conduct a background check or anything like that.
Do you guys do anything to reach out? That was the other thing that they said that they would do is reach out to our previous customers for reviews and stuff like that. So do y'all do that?
Yes. So that's something that we can do for you as well. We send over templates that way your clients can have capability of leaving you reviews about your company. So that's something that we can do for you as well. Absolutely.
Okay.
And you have the capability of doing that for on your own if you choose to. You can do that through the client dashboard that we provide for you. So it's basically, it's up to you if you want us to do that or if you wanted to do it on your own. It's basically preference.
Because he does remodeling, so, he's got new stuff all the time and pictures all the time. So is that, can I go into the website and upload, new jobs and stuff like that?
Absolutely. So you always have capability of handling the website on your own, with updating pictures and photos. We understand that you guys have obviously first looked at the photos of the work. So if you want to do that, we allow you to do that. It's completely up to you, but we can do that for you if you choose to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. All right.
Absolutely. And I did send you over an example. I sent the phone that we're speaking on. I sent you over an example of the website.
Okay, hang on, I'm looking at it now.
Okay, perfect. And then I can actually explain about the first section. There's a couple different things that I wanted to explain with you. So let me know when we have it pulled up.
I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the first, the top tab, it's a one-page, five-tab site, but it gives your clients everything that they need in order for them to call you directly and make a decision. So basically, also, we make it very easy for them to leave a review if they choose to. They just have to click that button that's right next to your phone number, and they can leave you a review about your company within seconds. Once the review goes live, though, it actually gets, with a five-star rating, it gets uploaded onto the website itself. So if you scroll down, each and every review that you get that's positive will be uploaded onto the website, and all the positive people that are driven to the website will see all the positive things people have said about the work that you've done for them. Now, if you go back up to the original, the top tab, though, if you missed the phone call, you or your husband missed it, then they would just leave their name, email, phone number, comments of what they want done. They click contact us, and our websites are Google compliant, so it's not filtered through a third-party company when they click contact us. That email goes directly from them to you, and then you can contact them at your, the earliest convenience or when you're best available. Okay, and then also...
So like like the phone icon thing, if they click that, it would ring my phone.
So, yeah, they click contact us, and then you have an email from them. But if they actually click to call you directly from your phone number that's at the top right-hand corner, they can call you. You have a telephone icon feature that's illuminates on the website, so they can call you at the tap of a button if they choose to. So it's always direct client contact via email or via phone call. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you scroll down a little bit further, as we've discussed, we're allowed to upload 15 to 25 photos onto the website, and then
I'm sorry. I have another phone call coming in. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, I'll hold.
Sorry. Sorry about
that. No, it's all right.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Definitely okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That was sounded like another, and they asked for the owner of Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair. I'm just curious how you got my phone number.
You were forwarded over to us from our inventory department. So basically, they could have pulled you off one of the directories that you may have had out there. Like maybe we know that you just signed up with the home, or you're waiting a background check to come with Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
They might have pulled you off the Home Advisor listing or the Angie's List directory.
Yeah.
That would be one of my guesses. But you were forwarded over to us from our inventory department, and that's why you got a call today.
Okay. I'm just curious. I assumed it had something to do with that.
Yeah. Well, the position's available, so there's no doubt in my mind that you will be getting phone calls. But once the position does fill, the calls minimize highly. Okay. So they won't stop completely, but they will highly minimize.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, all right. So Mandy, the website, though, back to the website, we're able to upload 15 to 25 photos onto the website itself. Now, if you actually look on the website, we can upload 15 to 25 keywords as well next to your photos if you choose to. This is one of our clients. He only chose to have 5 because those are the main services he wanted to be found for. And then that's where we put those. But basically, if you scroll down a little bit further, it's going to be a small About Us section. It's just like a testimonial a phone interview that we conduct with you. That way we can make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And then if you scroll down a little bit further, we put you in the Google Maps. Now, if your business is a home-based business, we never showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people will know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know exact directions to your house if it's a home-based business. Okay.
Yeah,
and then at the very bottom, we do list you in all the directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis. We would link all of those at the very bottom of the website. That way, if those are, if they click on those from the website, like the Google one, the Facebook one, for example, at the very bottom of this one that I sent you, you can be driven to those directories or profiles, and they can call you directly, of course, if they choose to. But this is the website that we can build for you. And like I said, after it's built on the 5th business day, we send you over an example of how it looks. Now, did you, I heard your husband on the line earlier. I'm not sure if he's still there, but did you have any questions in regards to the website itself?
No, not really. I mean, I like the looks of it. It looks good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful website. And like I said, we would definitely want your approval on it first. So we would actually upload all the photos, the content that Google looks for. That way, once we have it all built for you, we send you an example on the 5th business day. And if it's a go with you guys, then we would go ahead and attach it to the front page listing. Okay, so, now the website is one of the services that we can provide for you. When it's built, we would attach it to the front page of Google under the maps and in the ad section. What we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. It's the second largest search engine used next to Google. And then
right.
to help your ranking, we would submit you to a directory package. Now, we place you on the bigger, more popular ones that that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank like yours on the front page. So basically, you're going to be placed on the bigger, more popular ones, for example, the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, et cetera. You know, the list goes on. And then what we're also going to be providing for you is going to be the mobile devices. And this is because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones, wherever they're located.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you do show up to appear from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android. And we're also going to be covering you to show up on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. And then for the keywords, we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online, they're typing in like home remodeling services, home improvement, home repair, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. You get the gist. As soon as the variations are typed into the search bar, you would be found as a top recommended option. But again, the major benefit is the calls come directly to you without you having to worry about paying any type of a lead fee. Those lead fees, sometimes they can get expensive depending, especially if it's like a good remodeling job or it's a higher paying job. It's going to be more in cost, that lead fee.
Well, let me ask you this, too, because, okay, so obviously my husband has a business license, but he is not a licensed general contractor. Does that matter to you guys?
No, that doesn't matter as well, just as he can accommodate the services that we get him called for, because we're going to go over the keywords that you want people to find you for. So basically, they just got to be services that they're offering, and we can get you found for those as soon as the variations are typed into the search bar.
He does it all, and he's been in the business for 20 years, and he does amazing work. But with Angie's leads, they will only, like full-on renovations, they will only give to licensed general contractors. So they would only give him leads for things like tile work or deck work or sheetrock repair, stuff like that, which that's not really, you know what, obviously it's not his bread and butter. So
Of course.
Was kind of like, really wasn't even why I was doing it. I was honestly doing it for the website. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, this is going to actually, if you're not.
Much better to have our own website that pops up on Google search, honestly.
Well, that's something that this service would make happen for you. Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And then we're also going to offer targeted marketing. Okay, so we know the home base for you is in the area of Woodstock, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you like to stay pretty local for the most part, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
I mean, he's just like, we're, you know, all over the metro Atlanta area. I mean, typically the north side of Atlanta, but, you know, he's like Marietta, East Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Springs, Woodstock, Canton. So, yeah, it would depend on the size of the job. I mean,
absolutely.
Travel a little bit if the job was big enough. But
that makes sense.
Like within like a 20-mile radius, probably.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you told me that, Mandy, because what we allow you and him to do, of course, is we would allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Reason being is it's your area, so you may know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable or the areas that you like to work in. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas making the most revenue towards your company, of course. But again, you know, that's why we offer our services here to you monthly with no contracts. It does strictly make us performance-based. Now, let me go over the pricing with you. It is my job to make things along the lines of being very affordable for you. Now, normally, without the discount, okay, people can see it on our website. Normally, it's at a $5.99 value. Normally, it's not a cheap service, but it also comes with a one-time programming fee of $2.99 to cover all of it. But what I'm able to do for you and Justin today is I'm able to waive the programming fee entirely, and I'm going to be reducing the cost all the way down by 50% and get you in at $2.99 flat. That would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees that would be involved with that price point. There would not be any other surcharges. And like I said, I'd be waiving the setup fee completely.
So now, $2.99 a month.
That would be $2.99 on a monthly basis with no contracts. It would never go up on you. But my question for you,
is all
yeah, the the pricing never increases. So basically, if you like land a higher profitable job, that obviously offsets the cost and becomes very profitable for you. We don't take a percentage out of the bigger jobs that you land. Or if you land 15 jobs, 50 jobs, 500 jobs, for example, the rate never changes. It always remains $299 each and every month you decide to come back to us. Because again, there are no contracts. Mm-hmm. Now, my question.
Sorry, my husband just walked in the room. Can I just like go over a little bit with him really quickly?
Absolutely. And if he has any questions, I'll go ahead and address those for him as well if he has any.
Okay. I'm getting all of these calls now. It's from the Angie's List thing too. Okay. So basically for them to build us a website, so that includes the website, correct?
That would include mm-hmm. And the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it.
Okay. So all that, you heard all that. And we would be like, we get to kind of like pick our area zip codes. I mean, area codes, zip codes, I guess, or something.
Correct. Yes.
Pick what we want. So if anybody in that area types up remodeling, home repair, you know, whatever, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, we get to pick like, keyword searches or whatever. So if somebody types that in, Pixie, would you hush? We would pop up as the number one business, our webpage. And it wouldn't be, like before, I told you it would be like Angie's List, and then they would have to click on Angie's List and we'd be listed in that directory. This would be straight to our website, which to me is a much, much better deal. I mean, I know that, like, I just know myself, when I'm searching on the internet, And if I see something and I click on it, you know, and it brings me up a directory of businesses, like I get frustrated and I go back and I try and find a business that's listed directly. Like that's just me personally. So I don't like going through something like Angie's List to have to scroll through a bunch of businesses. Like I just want. So to me,
you and a lot of business owners are the same. Absolutely. So it's a lot more beneficial when they can find a business owner right then and there without having to dig through a directory. I agree with you.
So, anyhow, it's typically $5.99 a month with a $299.
No. I was able to waive that all the way down to $299.
Yeah. Normally it would be $5.99 and with $299, waiving the $299 and doing $299 a month instead of $5.99 a month. And there's no contract. We just do month to month. So. We don't have to pay any lead fees. No other hidden fees at all. It's just a flat $299 a month.
Okay. Do they design a website?
Mm-hmm. Within 5 days. I think that this is a much better way to go. I can tell you this. I know that Ms. Kathy has told me the majority of their business comes from the internet.
My cousin's done this with them.
It's how everybody finds stuff now, you know? I mean, all of our business right now is word of mouth, and that's because my husband does amazing work, you know, and he's been in this business for a long time. So, but
absolutely.
To increase our business, because this is our, you know, we're starting our third year of business in February, to increase business, I mean, I think this is what we need to do. Right.
Well, it's definitely going to be it's definitely going to be something that does benefit you highly. Definitely.
Yeah. We know that. I know that.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Mandy. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we are representing you properly, of course, what I'm going to have to do here on the front end is just make sure that we have everything accurate in regards to the business information. Okay.
Sure.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I thought that that was another. I thought that that was another business calling, but it is my son's school.
You want to go ahead and put me on hold?
Yeah, or let me let you. I'm going to pass the phone to my husband, and I'm going to call it from his phone.
Okay, okay, and I can go over the business information with him, and his name is Justin, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just want to be able to address him correctly.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to give you the phone, give him the phone.
Okay.
Let me hang up here and just kind of figure out what's going on. Okay, here.
All right.
See that? All right, Justin?
Yes, sir.
All right. My name is Tyler. It's nice to meet you, sir. So basically what I was going to be doing right now is going over the business information in regards to your company, with Mandy, just to make sure that we do have everything accurate here. Okay. Now,
yep.
For the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 470-629-7069, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
I think we're going to go with that because honestly, I know that a lot of calls would be generated from this and that's my wife's number and she handles the administrative side of things. So I think,
okay.
I think that's going to be the best route. I just want to confirm that with her.
Of course.
That's my thought, but let's see what she has to say. I don't want to overcommit her.
I hear you. Okay.
Hold on.
And then if anything ever changes, like the business phone number, if you wanted to change out keywords, the business address, anything in regards to the profile is changeable or you can adjust anything at any point in time.
I tell you what, it sounds like she's about to get off the phone.
Okay.
Can you mind holding for a second?
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay. Hey, Justin.
Sorry about that, man. I'm having some kids getting in trouble at school, so we got a call.
I hear you. Well, we can always come back to that question. I mean, there's some other. What's that?
Yeah, let's just kind of move forward, okay. And we'll just go with that for now. If we need to change it before the phone call ends, we can do that, right?
Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Mm-hmm. All righty, cool. And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in, okay? That's where you get the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 1602 Chesterfield Court. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
It's our house. We just run our office out of our house.
Okay, so if it's a home-based business, we're never going to showcase the home address for the public to see. That will always be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know exactly turn-by-turn directions to your home. Okay?
Excellent.
And then just to verify the zip code out there, that would be 30189, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then I'm going off the business name, Justin, but is your last name Wade?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm just putting two and two together there. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's WRHR83
wrhr@outlook.com.
All right, so I have wrhr83@outlook.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like the operation hours of operation shown?
I would just say 8 to 6.
Is that 7? Is that 7 days a week, 5 days a week?
I would just say 5 days a week.
Okay,
yeah, Monday through Friday.
All right, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. Okay. All right, give me a moment here. 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. Okay, and then also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
We do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit and debit cards. I think that's about it, right?
Okay.
I think that's it.
Alrighty, so cash, check, credit card, Zelle, Venmo, and Cash App?
Oh, yeah, Cash App as well, yep. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Alrighty.
And then credit and debit card as well. I don't know.
Credit and debit. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, perfect. Yeah, I do have all those methods. That way people will know that they're able to pay, use those methods when they're ready to pay. And then also, Justin, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like, did you have a Facebook, an Instagram, any type of social media?
Mandy had started a Facebook page. It's not complete yet. So we really, really need to tighten up and get it done. Because, you know, that's just another resource. But, no, as of now, like, full-on completion website or any advertising,
mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I have
t-shirts
with our logo.
If you would like help with the – if it's already built, like already started the Facebook, we can actually help build the rest of it for you if you would like at no additional charge. That way we can kind of get you more relevant there and obviously get – you can start seeing more work come from it. Would you like help with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, we don't build them from scratch, but if you already have one that's started, we can help finish it up for you and make it very beautiful. So, yeah, we'd be glad to help
great.
You with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
And then also, Justin, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you would have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
Any of them work.
Any of them work? Okay. And then just to kind of verify, I know it's you and Mandy there, but is the account going to be going under your name or hers? It really doesn't matter, but I mean, it's just preference.
Put it under my name.
Okay. Alrighty. I just like to double check here because we do send you over everything in writing. Like right now, I'm going to be sending you over an email. I actually just pressed the send button right now. The email is giving you two forms of contact. You're getting client support's number that's located at the very top of the email, and then my number is located at the very bottom of the email with my extension too. That way, if you ever want, you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can reach a live agent when you try to call in and you bypass the automated services and the call centers. Okay.
Okay, great.
So I just pressed the send button right now, and it does show me that the email did send successfully. And now in order, perfect. And then you are going to be getting an invoice via transaction showing you that $299 came out of your account today upon via transaction. But in order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for the company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the company?
Yeah, I'll be using a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it have one or the other?
It has both.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, it says Justin Grant Wade. It's how it's written, and then Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair.
Gotcha. Okay, and then the card, it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
4036-2304-0296-3543.
And the expiration month and year?
10/24.
10/24, and the little code that's on the back?
223.
Okay. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. What that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4036-2304, 0296, and I have 3543, and October of 2024, and 223.
Correct.
All righty, and is that car connected to the home address of 1602 Chesterfield Court?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all righty. And now the card is coded out. What I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but also going to over a 90-second voice verification. It just goes over the service agreement on a recorded line. But if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a firm understanding of what it asked you, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll address that question a different way. But it is pretty self-explanatory. Okay, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Wade Remodeling and Home Repair.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Wade, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Justin, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Read that one more time? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. So basically what that question is asking is if another company, they call you and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising for the business, before moving forward with that other company, if you decide to make sure that you don't double pay for something that we may already be providing for you over here, we would just ask that you would give us a call beforehand.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's January 20th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for Platinum Package Service and the website creation. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 20th, but in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now, Justin, is they're going to be running the $299. As soon as that goes through, I'm going to be sending you over the confirmation email showing you that $299 came out of your account. And while I do that for you, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview while I wait for the confirmation. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now. It doesn't look like I have another available agent for you to speak with right now at the moment, but I can get you in tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I would have an availability for you. Right now, is it just about a quarter to two, about 1:40 over there?
Yep.
Okay, so if it's 1:40, I can get you in. Tomorrow is going to be, how does 11 a.m. sound? That's the earliest time that I have.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is this something Mandy could do?
Yes, this is just a phone interview, okay? Well, Mandy can take care of it if you're going to be out on the field working. It's just like I said, they're going to be going over keywords with her, areas that you guys want to program, to be programmed to work in, and they're also going to be going over like a small testimonial in regards to getting like general laws questions to make sure that we're representing you properly. Like, and then also they're going to walk you through on how to getting photos over to us so we can start customizing the website, logos and content and everything like that. Okay. So, yeah, that will take place tomorrow. And I ask that you give it the, an hour window. So just in case the phone that they're on beforehand, it goes over the hour, they'll be giving you a call between 11 and 12. Okay, that way, if they're finishing up the call and it goes over the hour mark. Alrighty. And then, Justin, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for you and Mandy. Okay, I'm excited for it. It's definitely going to be a profitable service.
My cousin actually, I think, did this with you guys, and he owns a plumbing business, and he was very successful with it. And he had nothing but good things to say about it. So I think it is a good investment.
Absolutely. It definitely is. And we're going to make sure that it becomes a long-term marketing solution for you, for the both of you. Now, I just need you for about another minute or two. Now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah. Bear with me. I'm on my wife's phone. So. I got my email.
Okay, so you should have two of them from me. There's one that says Local Splat, welcome to Local Splash, and the other one is Local Splash, your initial invoice?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and pull up the invoice for me. The invoice, about the third line down, it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, so click on that little link for me. What that's going to do is take you to a page that shows you all of the services that are included within the package. And then once you scroll all the way down, you're going to see underneath the cancellation and refunds section, there's a little box that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Basically, you would click that little box, check it, and then you would sign your name at the very bottom in the DocuSign signature box. Once you sign your name and confirm it, it's going to lock you in to the $2.99 rate moving forward, and it will also take you to a different page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay. I'm just trying to hit confirm signature, and it's not doing anything. Oh, do I have to put a G
signature
in there?
Signature does not match.
Just put G right in the middle. Sorry, Mandy's back.
Oh, it's all right.
We decided to leave your phone number on there.
Yeah.
For contact calls to come to you.
Sure.
Because I can't handle all that one.
But if you ever decide to change it, if you get a business number or anything like that, you're always able to adjust anything, whether it be the phone number, the business name, the address, whatever it may be that you want changed, we can adjust that for you immediately.
Well, I'm almost thinking now do we want should we just maybe make like a Google Talk number or something like that for this? No? Let's see how it goes. Okay, so I'm on the log. Do I need to like create a...
No. So if you're on that page, it's actually the password. The username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, the 470-629-7069. But the password that will be created for you and given to you by my agents when they conduct the client interview with you tomorrow. Okay, and remember that's going to be coming to you tomorrow between 11 and 12. Okay, we ask for the hour in between the window, but only because if the phone call that they're on beforehand goes over the hour mark, we don't want you waiting on the phone wondering where your phone call is. So it'll be coming though between 11 and 12 tomorrow. But Mandy, Once you and Justin get the password tomorrow from my agents, you're always able to customize the username and the password to whatever you both want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are if you choose to. But it's an option that you do have. Okay, but that's the only requirement that we do have from you today. And then tomorrow, just to clarify one more thing, they're going to be calling you on this number, the 470-629-7069. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's going to be to do tomorrow?
Yeah, that's going to be coming tomorrow on the 21st between 11 and 12. Okay, so
what are they going to be calling?
Oh, they're going to be calling you from, what number are they going to call you from?
No, what are they going to be calling about?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming it to work in, general knowledge questions about your company to make sure that we're representing you properly. And again, you don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just a phone interview. And then they would walk you through on how to get photos over to us to start customizing the website and other content that you would like so we can start, like I said, building the website for you.
Tyler.
Okay, hold on.
Will you explain the Facebook thing for
her? Oh, yeah. So I asked if you guys had any other social media. He said that you had a Facebook that was built as well, but it wasn't complete the way you wanted
right.
to. So we can also help with the website at no additional charge or the Facebook at no additional charge. That way we can finish it for you
great.
And we can boost its relevancy right. and you can start seeing work come from it.
Oh. Sweet, that would be awesome.
That's something that we'll go over with you tomorrow as well. What was that?
I was just saying, should I tell them tomorrow? And you answered that, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, so I'm going to make sure I notate everything properly. That way they know to go over it with you. So they'll definitely go over that with you. So if you don't bring it up, they will. But like I said before, I did get you everything sent over to you in writing with the invoice and everything that you need. At the end of the day, when you do your taxes, it's a business expense, so you can write this off when you do your taxes. So kind of some food for thought for you. But I want to ask here, before we disconnect and my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you or Justin have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
You said the website will be done within, like, 5 days after tomorrow?
Yes, it takes...
Like, if I tell them what we want on there?
Mm-hmm. After the... Yeah, so after we conduct the client interview, it's going to take 5 business days after we get that information for you. That way we can build it properly and represent you properly, of course.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited to be working with you both as well. It's definitely going to be a service that we make you happy with. Just make sure you give it a fair shot. Obviously, we offer it on a monthly basis, but we recommend the longer you give it, the longer the better it's going to be for you. So we recommend that you give it 30 to 45 business days to kind of see it, give it a full fair shot. But by that time, if you do, I can definitely tell you it will become a long-term business relationship.
Awesome.
All righty. Well, Now, I want to ask one more time before my agents give you guys a call, did you or Justin have any other questions that I can answer or clarify in the meantime?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have our contact information. Please feel free to call in. If not, just wait for that call tomorrow, and we will get the rest of this ball rolling for you. All right?
All right. Thanks so much for your help, Tyler. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate the both of you guys as well, and you have a great rest of your day, alrighty?
You too, thank you.
Alright, thank you. Bye-bye.